Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. Finishing up today, the Lord willing, the 12th chapter of the book of Luke. And it's really a chapter in, or rather a passage, I should say, Caleb, in discernment, discerning, you know, who we are, why we're here. Let me read it. Luke chapter 12, verse 54. And he said also to the people, "When you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, 'There cometh a shower.' And so it is." Yeah. In other words, you got that right. "And when you see the south wind blow, you say, 'There will be heat.' And it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, or as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he..." I'm trying to read my Bible here. You fold your Bible and it folds over, and I just can't see the words here. I'm sorry.
You're getting old.
I'm getting old. "Lest he hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite." So Jesus, again, Caleb, is using physical illustrations that everybody in his audience would understand to teach them a spiritual truth.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the two illustrations he does use.
Right. So he's using the illustration, you know, agriculturally, so saying, hey, you know, you take what you see in the sky, you take the temperature, and you take the wind, and from there you're able to discern, you know, what is going to come to pass. You can be able to discern that there's going to be a rain. There, you can tell there's going to be heat that's coming through. Then he also talks about, hey, you know, if you're going to the magistrate, when you're going to court, you know that it's, you know, it's better for you to be able to strike a deal before it gets to that. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be in prison. You're going to have to pay every last penny of a fine that you have. And as he's referring it to what we've been talking about, seeking the kingdom of God, you know, I think Jesus is almost telling him, look, you use all of these things to discern what time it is in your own life. And when it comes to the kingdom of God, you need to be able to understand what is going on. You need to be able to understand, you know, eternally what's at stake, and understand that Christ is going to come back at any time, and you need to live like that.
Yeah, that's the whole point. The point is, we do that in our physical life all the time. And he gives them two great illustrations. He said, you know when it's going to rain. You look out to the west, you look there over the Mediterranean, that's where the clouds form, and they're coming in, and you know it's going to rain. And because you know it's going to rain, the implication is you prepare for it. You're not going to be caught out in the middle of a hike, in the middle of the rain.
Yeah,
you're going to see that it's coming. It's obvious. You've seen it many times before. You know the patterns of nature, and you're going to make decisions based upon what you see coming. That's very clear. That's what we all do. And then, you know, you feel the wind coming, the heat coming up from that Sinai desert, and you make choices based upon what you know is happening physically. Then he said, you're hypocrites, because what you'll do in physical preparation based upon what you see, that makes sense, but you're not doing the same things for what you know to be true spiritually. Like, right. You know that if you're caught in a crime and you're going to have to go and meet before the magistrate and the officer and the judge, jury, and executioner. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to, you are doing everything you can to strike a deal as early as you can to mitigate your losses.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to do that. So if you'll do that in preparation for the wind, if you'll do that in preparation for clouds, if you'll do that in preparation for a court appearance, why, as you said, Caleb, why aren't you doing that in preparation for a much more important thing that's coming?
Right. And Jesus just, you know, places such a great perspective on it, and he uses such trivial things, but you know, it is convicting because, you know, we worry and we prepare for so many things here in our own lives, and we prepare for the worst, and we prepare for, you know, any type of sickness we might have. We prepare for, you know, any type of economic downturn there might be. And Christ just got done saying, look, I care about you. I'm going to provide those things for you. And if those things motivate you so much, how much more should, you know, my kingdom motivate you in your preparation?
Right. So the coronavirus hit, or you know, a hurricane is being announced, and all of a sudden people run to Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, they run to the store to empty the shelves because they're discerning the times.
Yeah.
Boy, this might get really bad, and we might be quarantining, and or we might be in the house for a week because of the flood or the hurricane. So we need water and food and toilet paper, and, you know, which that's the one that, anyway.
Scratch your head.
So you get that,
yeah,
but you're not making the same level of preparation and having the same level of urgency when it comes to something much more important that's coming.
Yeah. And, you know, just take stock of your own life. You know, how much time are you investing in your own personal walk with the Lord? How much are you, how are you serving God in your local church? How are you sharing his gospel and the good news of Christ to others? And when we take stock of what we've actually investing and preparing for the kingdom of God and compare that to what we're doing in our own lives, it can sometimes, you know, be a little convicting there. And, you know, I know in my own personal life so many times, you know, that, you know, you reevaluate yourself. And, you know, we need to just have that mindset that Christ is coming again and it's going to be imminent. And I think so many times the reason what we're not investing and we're not preparing like we should, it's just because we're not simply living in the reality that he's coming again. We're not consciously thinking about it. We know it, but we don't let that affect our hearts.
And the word he uses is the word that he's used so often in recent passages. That's the word hypocrites, actors.
Yep.
You're living two lives. So in your physical life, you're living this life of discernment where you're able to make predictions based upon the wind. You're able to make preparations based upon the clouds. You're able to make great decisions based upon the likely outcome of a court case. Wow. Good on you, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to your spiritual life, you're not discerning anything because the entire passage is a rebuke on your inability to discern spiritual things. You're hypocrites because you have this great level of foresight and discernment when it comes to your physical life, and you have a horrible level of discernment when it comes to your spiritual life. Hmm. You'll buy toilet paper, but you won't prepare for heaven.
Yeah. Wow. Puts it in perspective a little bit.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And then that verse there in verse 57, yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? So it's a question to stir our conscience to say, you know, you're why can't you see this? So I guess I would ask you, Caleb, it's not found here in the text, but why do people struggle discerning spiritual things?
Yeah, I think, you know, really, you know, this spiritual aspect of life is a lot of it is faith driven. you know, and I think a lot of times that we as human beings, we just think of temporal, and we don't, in order for us to discern, and in order for us to look, you know, our focus and our attention has to be, you know, we have to intentionally do those things. And it's, you know, this world, it's just, there's so many comforts to it. And we've been blessed so much that really we go back to that covetous mindset where it's just all about me, all about what I want, all about what I think. And as we're thinking on ourselves rather than intentionally making sure that we have a daily walk with God and making sure that, you know, we're living for Him, those things start to fade away as far as what we're thinking spiritually. It's a discipline. It's, you know, that costs, you know, sometimes people look at the cost of discipleship and they don't want to go through with it. And I think a lot of it is just the ease of life, living for self. It's such an easy trap to fall in. And when we're doing that, we're forgetting our spiritual disciplines.
Yeah, we don't put the, my thought is we don't put the glasses on in the beginning of the day. So I don't have perfect vision. I need glasses really when I drive. Really, I should probably have them on always when I drive, mm-hmm. certainly at night. And sometimes I'll just forget to bring my glasses with me. I'm not required by law to have them on. I passed the driver's test without glasses, but I feel like I should put them on. And when I'm not wearing them, one decision not to wear them affects my entire journey.
Yeah.
So I think we do that in our Christian lives too. I think when we don't start our day with the Lord, we don't start our day thinking about spiritual things, inviting His direction, His wisdom into our life, then everything else we see that day, we don't see through the lens of those glasses. So to me, our problem is we just don't put on those eternal glasses every day. And the reason for that is because we don't culture that relationship. When you really have a close relationship, I know, you know, Caleb, you love your wife. And, you know, when you and Cassie are apart, you don't stop thinking about her. Mm. As a matter of fact, when you go maybe on a trip and she doesn't go, you're thinking about, boy, she would like this, or right. I want to buy her this, or I can't wait to call her and tell her about this. So even in the absence of communication, you're still thinking about her and making decisions because of her.
Yeah.
So it is with the Lord. You know, when we really have an eternal mindset, then we're thinking through what He's going to come back, and I want to please Him, and I want Him to be happy with my decisions, and we're discerning that which is not happening today, but which is inevitable and imminent in our lives.
Mm, yeah, that's good. You know, if we don't have the lens on, if we don't put on those spiritual glasses, you know, through our daily devotions, through prayer, then we're going to see the world differently. We're not going to have that urgency. We're not going to have that discernment and preparation.
So culturing in our life, or cultivating, I should say, an eternal perspective, because that's the idea of the passage, discernment. We can discern here and now. We make good investment choices. We make good choices about the upcoming tragedies in our life, or potential tragedy, the wind, the clouds, as Jesus talked about. But we make very poor decisions when it comes to discerning spiritual things. I think the takeaway is you'll make better decisions about spiritual things as you cultivate a real bona fide relationship with God. You start your day by putting on the lens of, hey, this life is brief, it's temporary. Jesus could come back today. I am going to answer to Him. He's the one that loves me. He's the one that sustains me. But as we put on the lens of that relationship every day, it's going to help us to live a life that's authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's good. And that's really, you know, one of the main reasons you started this podcast, Everyday Truth, is to help people to have that disciplined habit of starting their day with the proper lens.
No, that's exactly it. And so for those of you that are listening, thank you for doing just that. because I really believe that 15 minutes just talking about the Bible, talking about spiritual things, really can affect every other decision we make in a day. So it means a lot that you would join us. Hope you have a great day. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.